Nas, Jay. I don't know how many East Coast.
Yeah, it was
rappers. I've
heavy East Coast influence. That's where a lot of it, you know, early on, kind of came from.
What up? It's your man Gassed Up or Passed Up Dot Life here with one of my OGs, the original OG Pops Plant Based G Dot Life.
What's goody?
Hey, go ahead and run to the people, you know, everything that you got going on right now with the cookbook and with your future endeavors.
Word up. Well, I just dropped the cookbook, Quarantine 15. Make sure you go cop it. It's at Quarantine15.life. You can get that joint for $6.99. Got 15 dope recipes. Okay. I got some dope photography up in that joint too.
Pictures is nuts.
Yeah, whole lifestyle situation. Anyways, but check it out, Quarantine15.life. Also, you can check out my website, plantbasedg.life. Same thing on Instagram, plantbasedg.life. Do a whole lot of lifestyle type of sets, some good eating, good living, some mental nuggets, you know, just the way we try to live. But for sure though, check out the cookbook though. It's got some stuff that'll make your heart feel warm and fuzzy.
Love. So this is gonna be the first of my, we'll just call them chop talks for the moment. But what we're gonna do is, you know, I wanna run through some history. So what introduced you to hip hop?
Let me see. First off, when I was first introduced to hip hop, it was a cassette tape situation,
right?
Too. So,
right.
So for a lot of people, they don't even know what the cassette tape situation really is, but it was a transition from the 8-track to the cassette. But music wise though, actually I was on albums. Let me quit tripping. I was on albums. The first music joint that really set me off was with my pops, that I can really remember from a hip hop standpoint was like Grandmaster Flash. It was a lot of that. Nucleus,
right,
was heavy back in like 84 or something like that. Obviously Curtis Blow. I mean, it was a lot of heavy East Coast influence, but definitely a lot of the like old Run DMC, Fresh Prince, Public Enemy. In fact, shit, now I think about it, the first album I ever bought, shout out to Ice-T, was Ice-T. I got the joint, I can't remember the name of it, but that was the first album I ever copped. That, and then I copped some Stetsasonic too, for the real hip hop heads. If you know Stet, then you a real hip hop cat, Stetsasonic. In fact, yeah, another little side note, it's probably too much information, but the first talent show I was ever in, I was performing a Stet joint for your
you
real
was just
hip-hop.
Rapping it?
Yeah. I was just, you know, lip syncing that joint.
Okay.
It was an old Stet set.
That's love.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, man, a lot of East Coast influence, you know what I mean? That's what got me in the game.
And you stayed on the East Coast. Nas, Jay, I don't know how many East Coast rappers I've...
Heavy East Coast influence. That's where a lot of it, you know, early on kind of came from with me. But best believe, though, when Texas really jumped on it, when Ghetto Boys dropped, you know, that Balls in My Word and all that shit, That was some life-changing shit right there. I mean, that was life-changing.
What's your favorite Texas album to drop to date?
Favorite Texas album. Yeah, it still might have to be that Ghetto Boys.
I'm
trying to remember the name of the joint, but it was the joint with My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit was like, I can still remember the bullshit me and my high school homies was doing when that dropped. I mean, that was My Mind's Playing Tricks. That whole joint, that, for me, that's probably still as far as your Texas sets.
Yeah.
That's the ticket. Word. Yeah, that's the ticket right there.
All
right.
If you had to sit down and chop it up with one, I'll go with one R&B artist, one hip hop artist, and then one producer. Who are those three people going to be?
R&B artist, one that I would chop it up with. I know it would be some interesting shit too. You know what? Even though it's a local set, I still gotta go with Erykah Badu.
Man. I was gonna say. I fuck with Badu heavy.
Been fucking with Badu heavy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean her energy is different. You know what I mean? But I'd have to say it'd be Badu on the R&B tip. Hip hop wise, be able to chop it up. Let me see. On the hip hop tip, and I've had a chance to chop it up with a few cats, but on the hip hop tip that I ain't really chopped it up with, it would shit, man. I mean, it's hard, but it's hard not to say Jay just right. Because Jay, I mean, there's a lot of shit that you know you'd want to chop it up with Jay on, but I'd probably have to go with Nas. That'd probably be my joint. Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Nas.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, if I had to.
Oh, and then on the producer tip, on the producer tip though, because they see so much being there for the set. I had to fuck with Primo. Yeah, okay. DJ Premier.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to fuck with Primo on that.
Gotcha. That's what's up. I definitely feel like my interest in all across the board there would be East Coast individuals. As far as R&B goes, I'm not sure, but I know my producers would come from the East, whether it's Atlanta or New York.
Heavy influence.
Heavy influential areas, like culture creation, culture curators, all that. All right, though. But all right, last question on the hip-hop tip. If you had to write one song, if everyone had to write one song in their life and that song was their life song, who is going to produce your song? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a producer. It could be just someone to influence the way that song comes out, whether it's an artist, producer, whatever it's going to be. But who's going to either be featured on that track, producing it? Who's going to be a part of that track with you?
If I'm doing a hip-hop track, that means I'm having fun, too. So I'm probably going to do something different. So I'm probably going to go with, like, Luke Skywalker be featured. You know what I mean? Luther Campbell be featured on the track to get the energy up. And then production-wise, yeah, I could probably use the I'd say I'd probably want to use the energy of I probably want to go flavorful with like a Scott Storch.
So you're going like boombox type song. Okay, see.
Some shit that's going to thump. You know what I mean?
Boombox on the bike.
Yeah, man. It's going to be some shit that's going to thump. You know what I mean? Because if I'm doing a hip hop track, I can get a little messaging off, but F that though. I'm about to have fun, man. Luther, it's going to be turnt. Scott Storch on the keys. That's what I would do. Man.
See, I'm far, like, I'm going with some, like, as far as production goes, I'm either going with, like, a Nicolay or Cardo. Mm-hmm.
A solid track, too.
And then, because it's, but the thing is, this is a completely different style. style of mine is of what different. Your song is. And I mine think that's so
different.
Funny.
Man, mine is way different, man. You that's know, again, I'm older and less giving a damn on some of that shit.
See, I'm trying to like, I'm trying to keep some parts of my life in the sit back and relax mode.
Man, I'm enjoying myself.
And then I'm probably going to have on the feature, man, honestly, on the feature, I would probably have, see, of course I want to roll with my dude Nip.
Right.
I want to roll with Spit and, but I feel like there's just some, you know what, on the track, it would probably be Dave East. It'd probably be Dave featuring on the track, just so that we could have the grit that I need off in it.
Yeah, the grime.
The grime that we need to represent, but still keep that luxury tax on the track and production and all that and how I would talk over. But
East go hard.
Yeah. No, East is my dude, but yeah, man, that's what's up. All right, man, that was first of the Chop Talks with your man Gassed Up with Passed Up .life and Plant-Based G .life, the OG. Make sure y'all check out Quarantine 15 .life. All right, we making sure that we keeping y'all in tune with your mind, soul, and your body. All right, feed yourself properly. Speak to the people one time. Let them know where to find you.
Yo, make sure you check me out on Instagram, Plant-Based G .life. Website, plantbasedg.life. The priority is the book, Quarantine 15.life. 15 plus one, special joints, make you feel good, your stomach, your heart, your mentals, all of that.
That's what it is. It's your man Gassed Up. Catch us later. Peace.